From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Republicans in the U.S. Congress have renewed their push to repeal the Affordable Care Act this week. The replacement in the bill they're considering is similar to the one that failed to pass the House in March. But as Bram Sable-Smith of the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk reports, a proposed amendment to the bill could leave people with pre-existing conditions exposed to the whims of state legislatures.
What is that?
Fire truck.
That's right, fire truck. Is he spraying water on the airplane?
2-year-old Ryan Lennon Fines is sitting on his family's couch. He's flipping through a picture book of emergency vehicles with his father, Scott Fines, and mother, Brianna Lennon. Ryan's looking for the motorcycle, but first they land on a photo of an airplane.
Yeah, it was an air ambulance. You rode in that. You rode in one of those.
When Ryan was born on Christmas Day 2014, his mouth wasn't connected to his stomach. It's a condition known as esophageal atresia. After 3 months in a NICU in St. Louis, the family flew to Boston, where Ryan had surgery.
And we were there from the 17th until just before Memorial Day that year.
We're coming up on his discharge anniversary.
That's right.
May 12th.
The surgery worked. Ryan's active, he can eat normally, and he eats a ton. He had 2 fruit leathers and some crackers when I was there. But all that time in the NICU and the surgery were expensive.
I did a number count, and our insurance was billed about $750,000 of hospital bills. I have insurance, health insurance for him, and it was 2014, so the ACA was in place, and we were able to get insurance for him.
Now, the family's worried about Ryan's future. He'll still need about $20,000 to $30,000 of medical care every year. The latest proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act keeps the provision that doesn't allow insurance companies to deny coverage to people like Ryan with pre-existing conditions. But an amendment would allow states to seek a waiver to allow insurers to charge more based on a patient's health history if their coverage lapses. Larry Levitt is senior vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
This would guarantee access to insurance for people with pre-existing conditions in theory, but not really in practice because they could be charged astronomically high premiums.
Levitt says before the Affordable Care Act, it wasn't uncommon for the 27% of American adults with pre-existing conditions to be charged much higher premiums or denied coverage altogether. And if a state decides to waive the protection, called the community rating, this could effectively happen again. That's even though states would be required to set up a program to help people with high health care costs. And while he can't know for sure, Levitt says it's likely conservative states, like Missouri, that might seek the waiver.
States that have not expanded Medicaid made a decision to not go along with the Affordable Care Act where they can. And you'd probably see those states facing a similar kind of decision here.
Missouri's Governor Eric Greitens supported the GOP health plan in March. His office didn't respond to questions about whether he supported the current version of this bill or if he'd want Missouri to seek a waiver on the community rating. Those questions may be premature, though, because it's unclear if the bill has the votes to clear Congress. Representative Billy Long, a Republican from Missouri's 7th Congressional District, supported the original repeal bill in March. He made headlines this week when he said he was not supporting this current version. He told St. Louis Public Radio that's because of the rollback protections for pre-existing conditions.
It's just common sense. People need to have their pre-existing conditions covered.
But then on Wednesday, Long said he would support the bill once again. For Scott, Brianna, and Ryan, it's too early to decide their future as well.
Would you all consider moving?
I think we'd pretty much have to either move to a state that didn't waive community protections or out of the country entirely. I'm not going to risk my son's health on the political whims of Jefferson City.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.